Well, here's an excuse to golf this Saturday. Proceeds benefiting a pretty cool nonprofit. My next guest in charge and here to talk about it on behalf of his business, Piper Green LLP, Tate Jeske. An honor to speak with you, doing good things in the area, a listener to the morning show, and a fellow U Club member. Good morning to you, Tate.
Thank you, Shelley.
All right. And you wear bow ties.
Yes, I do.
That's kind of cool to have that, you know, that brand. Do I go there?
It's memorable.
Okay, good.
Good. Well, we'll take your picture. Tate, thank you for you. Before we get into Saturday, June 11th, tell me about Piper Green.
It is an insurance, for lack of a better term, consulting company. Hmm. We deal with wealth transfer planning. We do a lot of disability insurance, disability income for the professional market of West Michigan and the Midwest.
And I know you're training an attorney at law.
Went to law school. We focus on tax law, so that benefits our clients quite a bit.
Good. Well, take that hat off and now put on your nonprofit hat, where proceeds are benefiting a very interesting remote landlocked province in Guatemala. If you can set up why this is happening Saturday, Tate.
Well, why it's happening is my cousin is actually the founder and director of this. He spent 3 years in the Peace Corps and then spent some time over in the Middle East actually teaching Spanish. Felt a calling to go back to Guatemala to really continue the work that he had begun in the Peace Corps. He was in town over over the Valentine's Day weekend. And we got to talking, and I felt compelled to do something. Yeah. I mean, I kind of reflected, and I said, you know, geez, I'm paying $30 a month so I can wash my car anytime I want, and all he's looking for is $60 to build a stove to, you know, improve the indoor air quality for these women who cook literally over an open fire in the middle of their house. So I thought, what better way to do that than playing some golf?
And raising sons, and funds, I should
absolutely.
Say. Let's do some 101. It's at Mujerabe, this nonprofit?
Yes, it is. Yep. The focus is, as I said, they build cooking stoves indoors. That's originally how they got their start. But the other kind of project that we're really hoping to fund is they are constructing greenhouses and water retention systems so that they can do some irrigation in the greenhouse.
And again, is Cody your cousin?
Yes, he is.
Say? Yes. His testimony is, he and his wife were inspired to found this Mujerabe to respond to the crisis, which is in Guatemala.
Correct.
Wow, his home for 2 years as a Peace Corps volunteer. So you get together and you say, I think I can help with a golf championship this Saturday.
I think I can help, yes.
So what are the details for Saturday, Tate? How can the community help?
The details are we are hosting having it at Wallingwood Springs out in Jenison. Okay. They've been very generous with allowing us to come out there and have made it very affordable for people to come out and play. The cost is $50 per person. That includes a golf cart, lunch, and then we do have some giveaways, like a raffle and 50-50 and stuff like that. 1 o'clock on Saturday, we're shotgunning it. $50, if you have a foursome, we still have spots for foursomes. If you're an individual, that is completely fine also. We have some wonderful people that we can match you up with. But more importantly is why we're doing this is obviously to raise money. If you're not a golfer, if you already have plans on Saturday, we are also accepting donations through his website, through the GoFundMe site. And I believe that we also have a link on our Facebook site can get involved.
Give me those details. Facebook site.
The Mujerabe Facebook page.
Mujerave.
Correct.
Is our Facebook.
Yep. And all the golf details are on that site also.
Well, that's the world in which we live. Head to Facebook. Obviously, this is a scramble. You have senior-friendly tees. You know, obviously, women play the red tees, 60 and over. So it's easy for us.
It's meant to be an enjoyable enjoyable tournament. Obviously, you know, we'd like a little competition, but it's more so to get everybody together. Cody is actually, believe it or not, coming up for the event, so you'll get an opportunity to meet him, see a little bit about what he is doing, interact with him, and just really raise an awareness for, you know, like you said, the crisis that is going on down in Guatemala.
Mujerave, does that mean something? Wife? Mujer means wife, doesn't it?
It is a combination of two words that actually, it means ladybird.
Okay.
From what I've been told, it's not an actual real word in Spanish, but it's a combination of two that means ladybird.
It's important. Again, I'm just looking at some pictures here. Here's a photo that shows a local single woman, Gloria, and your cousin clearing land to make way for a greenhouse. And as you mentioned, we take for granted monthly dues or a $6 cup of coffee versus, you know, $50 can certainly take care of some issues.
It can, and it's really amazing the small amount of money that it takes to make a large impact. Taking the greenhouse project, for example, not only are they able to sustain themselves with, you know, fruits and vegetables, but now they also have a source of income to sell at the local market. So it's kind of a, you know, a twofold return on what he's doing down there.
What else, Tate? What else do you want to talk about?
People come out. We do have sponsorships available. We have three whole sponsorships available if people want to get involved that way. But just come out and see us.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be 90 and humid, so perfect day to play golf.
Why not? You bet. What time, again, do you need us there?
If you're there by 12:30, that would be ideal so we can get the pairings and the whole placement for you. But we're shotgunning off at 1 o'clock, right. Wallenwood Springs.
Wallenwood Springs Golf Club out of Jenison. Again, for more information, certainly go to mujerave.org. And how do we find out more about Piper Green?
Piper Green with an E on the end, .com.
I went to my nephew Tate's graduation yesterday, so there are two Tates in the world, so good men you are. Tate Jeske, thank you, partner Piper Green, on behalf of this golf tournament. First annual Mujerave Golf Championship this Saturday at Wallenwood.